Chapter 16, Water from the Rock. Before we come to the next miracle, there is one more thing to tell you about the manna which God sent to feed his people in the wilderness. You will remember that if the people tried to save some for the next day, it went bad and was full of worms, except on the Sabbath days. Well then, here is another wonderful thing. God commanded Moses and Aaron to take a pot and fill it with manna, and this was to be kept to show to the generations to come the wonderful bread which God provided for his people, not only during their 40 years wandering, but all through the times of the Old Testament. This pot of manna was kept in the ark, and it never went bad. Now, what is the next miracle we have to bring before you? It was in the wilderness of Sin that the people murmured against Moses because they had nothing to eat, and God, in his mercy, sent them the manna and quails so that they should not want. Now the pillar of cloud moves on, and they have to continue their journeys until it rests again. This time the pillar stopped in a place called Rephidim, and there they pitched their camp. But now there is trouble again. They have not gone far before they come into fresh difficulties. You remember we told you that the wanderings of the children of Israel in the wilderness were a figure of the way the people of God have to walk through this world, which they feel is like a wilderness to them. Their path is one of tribulation, and so it was with the Israelites on their way to Canaan. Well, what is the trouble now? Poor things. They can find no water to drink. The water, which no doubt they brought from Elim, has all gone, and here they are ready to die of thirst again. So they chide with Moses and ask him to give them water to drink. How wrong of them to blame Moses and to think that he could give them water for their thirst. What does the word of God tell us to do when we come into trouble? Has he not said, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee"? So the people were wrong to blame Moses instead of asking God to send them water. They told Moses that he had brought them out of Egypt to kill them and their children and their cattle with thirst. So angry were they that Moses told the Lord they were ready to stone him. Yet God is still merciful towards his people. He tells Moses to go on before them and take his rod and the elders of Israel with him until they come to the rock in Horeb. Then he was to smite the rock with his rod, and God would cause water to come out of it. Think of what a great miracle this was. If you wanted to find water in the wilderness, you would hardly go to the flinty rock for it, would you? But it was the mighty power of the God of Israel which wrought this miracle and caused water to flow even out of the rock, so that his people should not die of thirst. Now Moses gives two names to the place where this wonderful thing happened. One name he called it by was Massa, that means temptation. This was because the people had tempted the Lord and said, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The other name was Meribah, which means chiding. And this was because the people did chide Moses, saying, "Give us water that we may drink." Before we finish, we must tell you that this rock represented the Lord Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. This you may see if you read in the 10th chapter of the first epistle to the Corinthians. And you can read about the miracle in the book of Exodus, chapter 17. Then in the 9th chapter of the Hebrews, you will see that the golden pot of manna was kept in the golden ark.